ABC News complaints, only 3% of deported migrants are violent felons. By Neil Munro on June 12, 2026. ABC News is distressed that only 3% of 400,000 migrants detained by President Donald Trump had a violent felony conviction. The network complained on Friday. Only 3% of individuals detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement during the first 14 months of the second Trump administration had a violent felony conviction, according to an ABC News analysis of government data. The findings, based on data tracking the current Trump administration's immigration crackdown, come after President Donald Trump had pledged to target the worst of the worst criminal offenders among the nation's migrants. ABC's 3% claim implies that Trump shrugged off loud business demands to keep nonviolent migrants in the U.S. economy to serve as additional consumers, renters, and workers. But agency officials say they are implementing the nation's popular immigration laws. Every single one of these migrant individuals committed a crime when they came into this country illegally, the Department of Homeland Security said in response to ABC, adding, nearly 70% of ICE arrests are criminal illegal aliens. We are continuing to go after the worst of the worst, including gang members, pedophiles, and rapists. Many of the individuals that are counted as non-criminals are actually terrorists, human rights abusers, gangsters and more. They just don't have a rap sheet in the U.S. Since day one, DHS law enforcement has been delivering on President Trump's promise, the statement said. ABC's account does not include deportations by other agencies or self-deportations by migrants who do not want any legal record of their illegal presence in the United States. ABC's article, responded Jeremy Beck, co-president of Numbers USA, is trying to say, you see, all this enforcement isn't working, because it's mostly picking up non-criminals. He added. We're in a moment right now where we have a lot of people running for office on platforms that essentially say, immigration enforcement shouldn't primarily be about enforcing immigration laws, but it should be to add an additional penalty to people who commit crimes while in the country illegally. That is essentially saying we should have opened borders and only enforce our immigration laws when some other, violent, crime has been committed. What's amazing to me is, we tried that during the Biden administration. The Biden administration felt like their job was to make illegal immigration as orderly and regularized as possible. And we saw the result, a massive revolt among American citizens and communities, Democratic communities, Republican communities. Politically speaking, it's saying let's replay that illegal migration playbook that delivered two victories to Donald Trump. He told Breitbart News. Much of the ABC article was devoted to a tear-jerking estimate of the children and spouses that the illegal migrants have abandoned in their partially failed efforts to avoid going home. The article quoted one anti-enforcement advocate. Andrea Flores, the founder of Securing America's Promise and a former Department of Homeland Security official, said the policy of mass deportation could lead to a child welfare crisis. So many children are losing primary caretakers or going to guardians, Flores said in a Zoom interview. We are going to have a class of children who lose their parents under this administration that is bigger than we probably have seen in modern history. Amid Trump's deportation campaign, housing prices and rents are dropping for many millions of American families and their children. The national median rent has now fallen from its 2022 peak by a total of 4.4%, ApartmentList.com reported in late May. The Austin, Texas metro continues to have the softest conditions among the nation's large rental markets, with a median rent there down by 5.1% over the past year. At the other end of the spectrum, the San Francisco metro now sits atop our rankings of fastest year-over-year rent growth at plus 6.3%. On June 5, Breitbart News reported good economic news amid inflation in May. The average weekly paycheck for a non-supervisory durable goods factory worker is up 7.4% from a year ago, according to data released by the Department of Labor on Friday. Hourly pay is up 5.3% and the average work week has expanded, particularly due to rising overtime. Overall, pay growth continued, hourly wages rose 0.4% and weekly wages climbed 0.6%. Amid inflation powered by Iran's effort to curb oil supplies, Breitbart News reported.